Hello?
Good evening, I'm calling from Opinion Research. Do you speak English?
What kind of research is that?
We're conducting a survey about the upcoming elections and would like to get your opinions. It's a very important survey about the upcoming elections in November. Are you registered to vote?
I am.
Thank you. And thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general election for President, U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November 5th? I am definitely going to vote. I'm very likely to vote, just somewhat likely, not very likely, or not at all.
Likely to vote.
Very likely or just somewhat?
Very.
And with which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, Independent,
Democrat.
Or some other? Okay. And what is your main racial background? White, Hispanic, African American, or Black, or Asian American?
Hispanic.
And what is your age? 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, or over 65?
Over 65.
Thank you. And generally speaking, would you say things in the city of Miami are going in the right direction, or are they off on the ground track?
I don't have an opinion on that.
But maybe somewhat in the right direction or somewhat on ground track, in general.
I said I don't have an opinion on that.
Okay. And from the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Miami focus on most to help you and your family? I have a short list. I know all are important, but the most important, corruption in city government, inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries, traffic and congestion, property insurance costs, including sea level rise and environmental resiliency, or the last three, growth and overdevelopment, crime and neighborhood safety, or affordable housing.
Oh my God, there are too many to choose from, I don't even know.
But if you have to choose one of them, the most important?
The economy.
The economy, okay. And like inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries, correct?
Correct.
Okay, and you will now be given a list of some public officials in Miami and across the country that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate it as well. The first one is Eileen Higgins. Do you recognize the candidate?
No.
Never heard of? Okay. Then the next one is Damian Pardo. Do you recognize the candidate? Damian Pardo?
No.
Kamala Harris? How would you rate Kamala Harris? Very favorable, somewhat favorable?
Of course I know about her.
How would you rate her? Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Very favorable.
Manolo Reyes?
Favorable.
Just some. Miguel Gabela? Do you recognize the candidate, Miguel Gabela?
No opinion.
And the next one, Daniela Levin Cava.
Very favorable.
Francis Suarez.
Very favorable.
The last three, Joe Carollo.
No opinion.
Donald Trump.
No opinion.
And the last one, Christine King.
Who?
Christine King. Do you recognize her name?
No.
Never heard of? Okay. Thank you. And we're almost done. We're 45%. Thank you for your time. If the election for president were held today, among the following candidates for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, or Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate?
The Democratic.
Definitely or probably will be voting for Kamala Harris, the Democratic
Definitely.
Candidate. Definitely. And now when voters go to the polls to vote for candidate for office, there are sometimes local ballot referendums that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will now be asked about three local ballot referendums that may be on your ballot this November. After guard, please indicate if you will vote yes in favor of the referendum or no against the referendum. The first referendum is called Charter Amendment to Require Continuous Residency Immediately Preceding Qualifying for Mayor and City Commissioner. And the ballot question reads, shall section 4 of the city charter be amended to require continuous residency in the district in effect at the time of qualifying for a minimum of 1 year immediately preceding qualifying for candidates running for city commissioner and require continuous residency in the city of Miami for a minimum of 1 year immediately preceding qualifying for candidates running for mayor. If elections were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or vote no against this referendum?
Probably be affirmative.
Yes, probably, not definitely, correct?
Correct.
And the second referendum is called Partial Convenience for Revised Development at 1111 Parrot Jungle Trail on Watson Island. And the ballot question reads, should Miami's charter be amended authorizing sale and or lease of 5.4 acres on Watson Island based upon fair market value of $135 million for Eco Resiliency Miami LLC for residential and commercial uses pursuant to applicable zoning, waiving bidding and requiring returning 13 acres to city to construct new public waterfront park at no cost to city, canceling existing 10 park and hotel lease, and contributing $15 million for affordable housing infrastructure and other public benefits. If the elections were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or vote no against this referendum?
Would probably be affirmative.
Probably. Not definitely. Correct?
No, I'll have to think about that.
Correct. And the last one, the third referendum, is called Charter Amendment to Revise Mixed-Use Leases on Watson Island. And the ballot question reads, shall city charter be amended to revise existing leases at 888 MacArthur Causeway, sell 3.2 acres of leased property to tenant for fair market value of not less than $25 million, reduce overall development, extend term 24 years, waive bidding and authorize at no cost to city, $9 million contribution to affordable housing plus infrastructure, timeshare units become condominium, mixed-use to include office, and expand public waterfront and pedestrian promenade along Biscayne Bay. If elections were held today, will you vote yes in favor of this referendum or vote no against this referendum?
I'm not sure.
Undecided? But if you had to choose today, will you vote yes or
it's a very long one. We'll have to read it over and think very definitely about it. I mean, this is over the telephone, it's not as easy.
Okay, the reminder of this survey will focus on this third referendum on Watson Island that you were just asked about. You will now be giving some of the specific components of this proposal, okay? And please indicate if you approve or disapprove of each. The first one is allowing previously approved timeshare residences to be condominiums. Approve or disapprove?
Probably disapprove.
Somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Somehow.
The next one, expanding the public waterfront and pedestrian promenade along Biscayne Bay. Strongly approved, somewhat approved, somewhat disapproved, or strongly disapproved?
Somehow approved.
At no cost to the city of TARP for taxpayers.
Uh-huh.
Strongly approved, somewhat disapproved, or strongly disapproved?
Somehow approved.
The last four, reducing the overall amount of development. Strongly approved, somewhat disapproved, or strongly disapproved?
There's so many questions, sir. I mean, this is really...
We're almost done. Those are some of the specific components of this proposal.
Somehow approved.
Somewhat okay, and the last three, and allowing office space to be included. Strongly approved, somewhat disapproved, or strongly disapproved?
Somehow disapproved.
And the last two, a $9 million contribution to affordable housing. Strongly approved, somewhat disapproved, or strongly disapproved?
Somehow approved.
The last one, selling 3.2 acres of leased property to tenant at appraised fair market value. Strongly approved, somewhat disapproved, or strongly disapproved?
Undecided.
Okay, and you will not be given a more detailed description of this proposal. This is basically the last part where 75% of the survey again. Thank you for your kindness to help us. This proposal will update an already voter approved mixed-use project on Watson Island. The already approved project includes a marina, two hotels, shops and restaurants, and a waterfront promenade, and will result in less overall development, meaning that there will be a reduction in the amount of commercial and retail space and fewer hotel rooms than voters have previously approved. The proposal will allow for some office space to support the shops and restaurants and allow approved timeshare residences to be condominiums. The update proposal will result in over $1 billion of additional tax revenue to the city of Miami. The project is also includes a number of public benefits, including hiring preferences for city residents, $9 million of new funding for affordable housing, and an expansion of the public waterfront and pedestrian promenade to allow a better public access along Biscayne Bay. This project is privately funded, meaning no city dollars will be used. Knowing this, will you vote yes in favor of this referendum or no against this referendum?
I probably approve, yes.
Probably yes, not definitely, correct?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
And regardless of your position, what is the one thing you like most about what you just heard? One thing you like most?
I don't know what to tell you, sir.
About what you just heard, maybe that the project is privately funded, meaning no city dollars will be used. That the proposed has the already approved project includes a marina, two hotels, shops and restaurants, and a waterfront promenade. Or maybe that the proposal will allow for some office spaces for the shops and restaurants. Anything?
I prefer not to give an opinion on that, sir.
Okay. Just let me document your answer, please. And we're almost done. This is basically the last part. You will now be giving some statement against this proposal on Watson Island. Afterwards, please indicate whether the argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing as a reason to vote no against this proposal. Just four. And if it will make no difference, you can indicate it as well. And the first one is, there has been far too much development in Miami over the last few years. We need to limit development and protect precious waterfront land, not build any more hotels and shops that the average Miami resident cannot afford. That was very convincing as a reason to vote no. Somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all?
Not too convincing.
The last three, this proposal is yet another example of big developers trying to buy influence and corrupting City Hall with pet projects that line their own pockets. That was very convincing as a reason to vote no. Somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all?
Not at all.
And the last two, this proposal will increase traffic.
It's very long, sir. I mean, it's...
Yeah, I'm sorry, but your opinion is very important. And we're almost done, really. I will speed my reading, okay? The last two, this proposal will increase traffic between the city of Miami mainland and Miami Beach on the MacArthur Causeway, which is already a big problem for local residents and commuters. Very convincing, somewhat not to convincing, or not at all. As a reason to vote no.
Not too convincing.
And the last one, this proposal is not for Miami residents. It is a luxury hotel and condo project for the wealthy that average Miami residents will not be able to afford. Very somewhat not to convincing, or not at all.
Not at all.
Not at all, okay? And the last part of the survey, you will now be giving some statement in favor of this proposal on Watson Island. Again, thank you for your kindness to help us. After guard, please indicate whether the argument is very convincing, somewhat or not at all convincing. Now, as a reason to vote yes, in favor of this proposal. And again, if it will make no difference, you can indicate it as well. And the first one is, adding new retail shops, restaurants, and better public access to the waterfront will make Watson Island more of an attraction for local Miami residents and families. That was very convincing, somewhat not too convincing, or not at all?
Not at all.
And the next one, this proposal will expand the public waterfront and pedestrian promenade to provide more public access along Biscayne Bay for Miami residents to enjoy. Very somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all?
not too convincing.
And the next one, this proposal will result in over $1 billion in additional tax revenue to the city of Miami, which can be used toward important priorities like public safety, affordable housing, and preventing flooding. Very convincing, so much convincing, not too convincing, or not at all?
Not too convincing.
And the last three. This proposal would result in less overall development than voters have previously approved. This proposal would reduce the number of hotel rooms and the amount of commercial and retail space to be built. Very somewhat not too convincing, or not at all?
Not too convincing.
Not committing. And the last two, this proposal will create hundreds of well-paying jobs in construction and engineering in addition to 1,000 more permanent jobs in the hospitality industry, paying a living wage. City of Miami residents will be given preference in hiring for these new jobs. That was very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, not at all.
Somewhat.
And the last one, this proposal is completely funded by private individuals, meaning that no city money will be spent on this project. That was very convincing, somewhat not too convincing, or not at all?
Not too convincing.
Not too convincing. And now, taking into account everything you just heard, if the elections were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or no? Now that you have a little more information? If the elections were held today?
I'm not sure, sir. I mean, it's a long list, and we have to review that. I mean,
I completely understand. But maybe just
going on,
imagine,
I cannot make a decision like that.
But imagine the election were held today, and if you had to choose, maybe probably yes or probably no.
Probably no.
And you will now be asked the last few questions for statistical purposes.
Oh, please, I mean, this is taking too long.
Really, we're almost on 1 minute. Really.
You've been telling me for the last five, 10 minutes. I mean.
Those are short demographic questions, really. Please. Regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in 2020 presidential elections? Donald Trump, Joe Biden, or someone else?
Biden.
And if you were to label yourself, would you say you're a liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political belief?
Conservative.
Very conservative or somewhat?
Sorry?
Very conservative or somewhat conservative?
Very.
And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college, college
some
graduate?
College.
Thank you. And what is your national ancestry?
I'm sorry?
Your national ancestry.
My natural what? I'm sorry.
Ancestry. Where your parents born?
I told you, Hispanic.
Oh, but from which country? What national
Cuba.
Heritage? Cuban. Okay. And in your home, do you always speak Spanish? Mostly speak Spanish, but speak some English? Speak Spanish and English equally? Equally? Okay. And this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important. And thanks again for your help and for your patience. Have a great day. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.